And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today as we continue to go through our conversations from Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, here just a little over a month ago. I had a chance to stop by the Indigo Ag booth and talk with Jake Linneman from Indigo, learn more about the strong growth of their carbon program. In fact, year over year, they've seen increases in their carbon enrollment, a 333% increase in new acres, a 297% increase in new fields, and a 215% increase in new grower participation. So we talk about that and more with our conversation with Jake Linneman from Indigo Ag from this year's Commodity Classic. Jake, it's good to catch up with you here and talk carbon and biologicals and all things going on with Indigo. It seems like it's been a great show so far, isn't it?
We've had a great time being here, really enjoy it, and the traffic has been phenomenal. A lot of great questions from folks all across the states that have come to enjoy the show, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Well, I know you're an agronomist. Let's talk carbon first and Indigo's carbon program and some of the things that you've worked on. And I know farmer enrollment has been tremendous for your guys' program here. So kind of get us up to speed on just where things stand overall with Indigo's carbon program.
So we launched in 2020, and to date, we've seen year-over-year growth, not only in farmer enrollment, but field size enrollment and field numbers, as well as every issuance we've had. We've had a tremendous growth year-over-year, and so we're really excited about that. This week alone, we just announced our third carbon issuance, so we're really excited getting that note out there to let farmers know that we're here, it's sustainable. And year over year, we're seeing tremendous growth and really encouraged. We're encouraging a lot of farmers to look into it and participate. And we have a number of partners across that we partnered with they can go in and work with them on the program as well.
Talk about from an agronomic standpoint, you know, how easy is it for farmers to get started with the carbon program from Indigo? Maybe give us some of those details on how folks can really get started.
Sure. So if a farmer is thinking about making a practice change on their operation, this is a perfect time to go ahead and look at joining. We really look at recommending folks to look at reduced tillage, so reducing the number of passes, the level of intensity, or even moving straight to no-till. We also really encourage folks to look at cover crops. And the great thing about cover crops is that our program partners really, really well with NRCS programs like EQIP and CSP. So if we, you know, if a farmer is interested, not only can they get paid to make those changes, they can also get paid on the backside. So it's a great program to start. It's easy to get in, and really encourage them to look at both those programs because, I mean, why not? It's their money's there and it's real.
Definitely. A lot of opportunity there. A lot of that focus towards, you know, climate smart initiatives and more from USDA, things like that. So really a lot of opportunity in the carbon market right now. Let's flip gears, talk biologicals from Indigo, kind of your agronomist role there. What are some of the different things that you guys have right now on tap, products, et cetera, that you're talking to growers about here at Commodity Classic and really, you know, beginning the entire year here, 2024, as we're making some of those decisions for planting season? Talk about the biological side a little bit.
Happy to. So we are excited about our biological line of business, Biotrinsic. We have our standard core products, which help alleviate a lot of environmental stresses. So when we get into that July and August timeframe, it gets hot and dry. Our abiotic products work really well to alleviate that stress and help to maintain that level of yield they were shooting for in the beginning. Two new ones that we're really excited about is our X19, which is a biofungicide. We've seen tremendous performance in multiple cropping systems. The other one is our Z15, which is a bionematicide. And what we saw last year really has us encouraged to move forward and push it really hard to those folks who are fighting nematodes.
Well, I'm thinking about the use of biologicals as well. I know a lot of farmers, sometimes they get stuck in their ways, so to speak, and they don't want to try new things. They find something they like and they stick with it. But from your perspective, from an agronomic perspective, what would you tell folks, you know, to think about new products like biologicals from Indigo and bringing those into the fold on their operation? Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So testing something new, whether it's a practice, a new product, there's always that the unknown element that makes things scary. So I encourage everybody every year, try something new. Do it small acres, so that way you can afford the time to understand what's going on. And if something happens, you know, it's in a controlled area. You don't need to go farm wide. Just start small, look at it, work with the person, the retailer, the salesman of that product, so you learn more about it. And I just encourage to try something new year over year, because there is something out there, and unless you're not unless you're trying it, you don't know if it's going to help you or not.
Final thoughts, anything else you would add? Where can folks learn more information about either Indigo's carbon program, your biologicals products, and more? I'm sure contacting a local Indigo rep online, a lot of great ways to get in touch, isn't there, Jake?
Lots of different ways. Easiest is jump online at indigoegg.com. From there, we can find a retailer close to you or even an Indigo rep that can answer your questions and get you pointed in the right direction, whether it's on one of our sustainability programs or our seed treatment. So happy to help anybody who has questions about it.
Fantastic. Jake Litteman with Indigo Ag. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic for a few minutes and having a conversation. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir.
And once again, a great conversation there with Jake Linneman from Indigo Ag. Again, year over year, they're seeing huge increases in their carbon program enrollment. 333% increase in new acres, a 297% increase in new fields, and a 215% increase in new grower participation. And so just a really fun conversation. Learn more online. Just go to indigoag.com. IndigoAg.com. That's IndigoAg.com, and you can get more information on all the different products they have, whether we're talking carbon programs, biologicals, and much more. IndigoAg.com for more information. And again, we're going to be sharing more conversations from this year's Commodity Classic coming up here on future episodes of American Ag Today. We still got a lot of great content to bring you here on the program. Also, we're going to be keeping tabs on news of agriculture, watching the continued concerns about bird flu in dairy cattle. Also, moving over to humans now, a confirmed case in Texas of HPAI infecting a human who was in contact with those sick dairy cattle. So we're watching that story and other headlines throughout agriculture. Spring planting season is getting close to really getting underway as well. So we're going to keep tabs on all that and more here on future episodes of American Ag Today. Produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.